Now, the Jeffrey Tucker article. Excellent. Listen to this. And look this up. Save this. Share this article. The title is The Pandemic Excuse for a Corporatist Coup. The Pandemic Excuse for a Corporatist Coup. And that's one way to describe it that is accurate. But what is amazing about this document is how it explicitly talks about what Trump did. He was taking orders from the NIH, from the CIA, and all the rest of this stuff. And it was a George W. Bush initiative. Think about this. Think about this. Reagan is president when Fauci runs to the legal immunity for childhood vaccines in 1986. Then you got George W. Bush, who was there for 9/11, for the germ games. And then he doesn't talk about 2005, but what happened 2 years before this document in 2007? In 2005, George W. Bush pushes the PrEP Act. It's not the 1986 childhood vaccine, legal immunity for the vaccines for children. It's not that. I mean, that's still in play, and that's one of the reasons why you had this head fake going back and forth between Cormenati and the Pfizer BioNTech. Remember that? We talked about that. I'm not going to get into it again. But the reason that they're playing those games was to try to get the immunity that was there with the childhood vaccines. And we want to push this out for kids. That's another reason when this guy says we got to push it out for the kids right away. That gives them the stronger immunity of the childhood vaccine. And I say stronger when you look at the 2005 PrEP Act that gave them immunity for vaccines that were developed quickly for a supposed emergency biowarfare or something that was natural. When you look at that, the compensation and the ability to get compensation and the amount of compensation is even worse than it was with the 1986 thing. However, it's also contingent upon its particular legal status. And when you move it to the kids, now it's across the board. That's one of the reasons they play those games. But so we have Reagan giving them the 1986 immunity. They have George W. Bush doing Dark Winter, 9/11, 2005 PrEP Act, this 2007 thing. And then you got Trump, Republican, Republican, Republican. I'm not a Republican. I despise them as much as I despise the Democrats. Absolutely despise them. And the worst thing about the Republicans is they're backstabbing traitors. They're fifth column of the globalists. People think, oh, it's going to be great. I've seen so many friends who have put things out. Oh, this country's over if we don't get Trump in again. Oh, they probably are going to give you Trump again so they can kill this country. So here's the 2007 thing. If enacted, this is reading from the document. If enacted, federal quarantine laws will be coordinated between CDC and state and local public health officials, because you got to have the local. And if necessary, law enforcement personnel. But again, that's local. You can stop this stuff at the local level. You're not going to stop it with Trump or Biden. They did this already, and they'll do it again. The government may also enact travel restrictions. This is 2007. To limit the movement of people and products between geographic areas in an effort to limit disease transmission and spread. Authorities are currently reviewing possible plans to curtail international travel upon a pandemic's emergence overseas. Limiting public assembly opportunities, such as concert halls, movie theaters, sports arenas, shopping malls, and other large public gathering places might close indefinitely during a pandemic. You notice that they left churches out. Oh, but people might have had a problem back in 2007 with that. And then they continue. Similarly, officials may close schools and non-essential businesses. Non-essential businesses. We were deplorable. Trump made us non-essential. But of course, he was just repeating the language of what he was told to do. Just a celebrity puppet. Another Democrat put in place for people. Even taking steps such as limiting person-to-person interactions within a distance of 3 feet. Oh, there's a difference. They made it 6 feet. or avoiding instances of casual close contact, such as shaking hands. Remember the elbow rub? I never did that once. I will never do that with anybody. There we have it. The pandemic plans. They want, this is back to Jeffrey Epstein now. That was reading directly from this 2007 document. There we have it, the pandemic plans. They once seemed abstract, but in 2020, they became very real. Your rights were deleted. Why aren't you angry about this? No more freedom, even to have house guests. In those days, the rule was to enforce only 3 feet of distance rather than 6 feet of difference, but neither of these had any basis in science. Indeed, the actual scientific literature, even at that time, recommended against any physical interventions designed to limit the spread of respiratory viruses. They were known not to work. Just like the masks. Like I said, when they started wearing masks for the first time in Asia after SARS in 2002, you had the paper put out by a well-respected person in the vaccine industry who said masks don't do anything. A lot of surgeons in Australia don't use them for operations. And even if you do use it, after 20 minutes, first of all, it's not going to stop any airborne particles. But you say, well, it's going to stop the spittle particles. Well, after 20 minutes, your mask gets so saturated with spittle particles that the pressure from your voice pushes them out anyway. Now they're smaller. Now they travel farther, remain airborne longer. And so in response, New South Wales government in Australia said, we're going to fine people $100,000 if you tell people these masks are going to be effective against SARS. But then, 20 years later, not even 18. Oh, got to wear them. Got to wear them or we're going to send out squads of uniformed goons that we call cops who are going to wrestle you to the ground and put a mask on your face. And then do other things to you. They were known not to work. The entire profession of public health accepted that. For many years before lockdown, there had been two parallel tracks in operation. And by the way, we going back to the mask and the entire public health thing accepted. Remember, Fauci was saying at first, wear no mask, ain't going to help you, right? At first he told people the truth. Then he flipped. And then after he flipped, you got to wear the mask. You got to do it to protect other people. And you got to wear two, maybe three of them, So, bunch of liars. For many years before lockdown, there had been two parallel tracks in operation. One was intellectual and academic, and one was imposed by state and corporate managers. They had nothing to do with each other. Back in 2005, he said, I first came across a Bush administration scheme, an early draft of the 2007 thing that I just read to you from, that would have ended freedom as we know it. It was a scheme for combating bird flu. I wrote at the time, said Jeffrey Tucker, it is a serious matter when the government purports to plan to abolish all liberty and nationalize all economic life and put every business under control of the military, especially in the name of a bug that seems largely restricted to the bird population. Perhaps such plans for the total state ought to even ruffle our feathers a bit. From the very beginning of this, I called it martial law. I was attacked. I was censored for calling it martial law. It is martial law. Scott Adams said it's getting harder and harder to tell the freedom lovers from sociopaths. And I said it's getting harder and harder to tell you pragmatists from totalitarians because it is about the total state. For years, I wrote about this topic, trying to get others interested. It was all there in black and white at the drop of a hat, under the guise of a pandemic that only state managers can declare, real or drummed up. Freedom itself could be abolished, said Jeffrey Tucker. These plans were never legislated. They were never debated. They were never publicly discussed. They were simply posted as a result of various consultations with experts who worked out their totalitarian fantasies as if scripting a Hollywood film. And we got the Hollywood films as well. They did predictive programming in Hollywood. They worked it out. They didn't legislate it, debate it, or publicly discuss it. It was worked out by the CIA, by the NIH, by Johns Hopkins, by Bill Gates and his foundations, and all the usual suspects. The 2007 blueprint is more explicit than anything I've seen and it comes from the National Infrastructure Advisory Council. That is administered on behalf of the president in accordance with a Federal Advisory Committee Act under the authority of the Secretary of Homeland Security. Another George W. Bush creation. And who sat on this committee in 2007 that decided governments may close schools and non-essential businesses? And he's got a list that goes on for several pages. You'll see a lot of Con, Agra Foods, Bell South, Symantec over and over again, Verizon, Microsoft. You know, Symantec is cybersecurity, Cisco, the Rockefeller Foundation, CDC over and over again, Homeland Security. But big corporations and even big organizations of retail, like the National Retail Federation, UPS, Walmart. So he says, in other words, big everything, big food, big energy, big retail, big computers, big water, you name it. It's a corporatist dream team. Because, see, these are the people that were declared to be essential by Trump. And that's what he said. So why would Walmart do this? He said, well, again, because they're going to be declared essential. And their smaller competitors will be shut down. All this stuff made me so angry. I've lived this, like I said once before, we had a hurricane that came through. It's the only time that our stores were closed because everybody was out of power for days. And it was just a tropical storm by the time it got to the Raleigh area. But there was so much rain associated with it that even though the winds were only about 70, 75 miles an hour, it was knocking down trees left and right because it was a tremendous amount of rain that had happened before and during the wind. And power was taken out everywhere. We were out in the woods. We were out of power for more than a week. And it was really hot and humid, even though it was in September. But the places where we had stores, we had six stores that were around the Research Triangle Park area. And they were all out of power. Finally, one area, after about 4 days, got its power back. And so we went down and we opened up and we had some people coming down there and renting stuff. And towards the early evening, the cops came in and told us to shut down. I said, Walmart is open right across the street. Well, Walmart is essential. You know, you're not essential. You need to shut down. And, you know, that was in the mid-90s. I'll never forget it. Boy, I was so angry. And we had another interaction with the cops after that as well. And to see Trump do that, to see him do it, to shut them down and kill these businesses that people had poured their life's work and their savings into. He says, so what about ConAgra itself? He says, so what is ConAgra? Well, it's Banquet, it's Chef Boyardee, it's Healthy Choice, Orville Redenbacher, Ready Whip, Slim Jim, Hebrew National Franks, Marie Callender, P.F. Chang's, Ranch Style Beans, on and on and on. All these different things. And a lot of other companies, he said, you might think they're individual companies, but they're all owned by one. One ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. This document is open even about managing information flows. Quote, the public and private sectors should align their communications, their exercises, their investments and support activities absolutely with both the plan and the priorities during the pandemic influenza event. Continue data gathering, analysis, reporting and open review. He says, there's nothing in any of this that fits the Western tradition of law and liberty. Nothing. Nothing. And he said, here we are 4 years after this, after the deployment of this lockdown machinery, and we are witness to what it destroys. It would be nice to say the entire apparatus and the theory behind it, a conspiracy theory, folks. This was a conspiracy, a vast conspiracy. And it wasn't left wing or right wing. And it wasn't government or corporate. It was all. All of them allied against us. It's been fully discredited, he said. It'd be nice to say that, but he said it hasn't. All the plans are still in place. There have been no changes in federal law. None. They don't even discuss this. None of the people in Washington do. Not one effort has been made to dismantle the corporatist biosecurity planning state that has made this possible. With all the hearings that they have and all this boogeyman about gain of function and everything, have they done anything to stop it? Not a single thing. They haven't closed one of it. I don't know how many labs there are. Back in 2014, when this stuff first started happening and I started reporting it. What was her name? Allison. I can't remember her name. USA Today. Anyway, when I was reporting it back in 2014, she was the one who did the original research and got the ball rolling. Allison Young, maybe. Anyway, at that point in time, there were over 200 labs, most of them associated with universities. Not a single one of these has been shut down. I don't know how many they got now. I'm sure it's more than 200. So not one effort has been made to dismantle any of this. Every bit of it is in place for the next go around. And they're telling us they're going to do it again. They're leaving it in place and telling us they're going to do it again. They're going to learn from their lessons. They're going to do some things differently this next time. But we haven't learned anything, and we haven't changed anything. And these people that you vote for, that you get so excited about, that you argue with your neighbor over, that you put your Trump signs up and all the rest of this stuff. they're not going to do a thing to stop this. They're proud of what they did. They did exactly what they were told. It's like the failing schools. The schools were designed to do what they do. You might think that they're not working, but the schools are working. Much of the authority for this whole coup traces back to the Public Health Services Act of 1944, passed in wartime. It gave the federal government the power to quarantine. If anyone really wants to get to the root of the problem, there are decisive steps that need to be taken. The indemnification of pharma from liability for harm needs to be repealed. That's right. These vaccines don't convey any immunity to anybody. Don't give them legal immunity either. They're a bunch of liars, hucksters, fraudsters, grifters, thieves, and murderers. Stop giving the pharmakia legal immunity. The court precedent of forced shots in Jacobson needs to be overthrown. Well, let's correct that. Again, that was a bad case. It's been misapplied. Nobody ever made Jacobson take that smallpox vaccine. What they decided, the Supreme Court, was that they could fine him for not taking it. But they didn't force him to take it. But the fine and the coercion that is there was something that was used by Biden. And that is something that needs to be overthrown. Even more fundamentally, the quarantine power itself has to go. That means the full repeal of the Public Health Services Act of 1944. Well, look, let's also understand this. Just like there's a distinction between what Jacobson did. They made him pay a fine, but they didn't force him to take a vaccine. There's also a distinction between quarantine and lockdown. Quarantine is something's done to people who are sick. The lockdown was done to everybody. And furthermore, our definition of sick needs to be clarified. They lock people down with a garbage PCR test. We got to go with what Kerry Mullis, the inventor of the thing, said about Fauci when he abused and misused that for HIV and AIDS. A positive PCR test does not make you sick. And they're still using that. We've been told we've got 4 cases of human bird flu that are just pink eye. There's no respiratory issue, no temperature with that. There is a ridiculous PCR test and pink eye for people who work in a dirty environment and are doing hard manual labor. You imagine that they might rub their dirty hands on their eyes and get conjunctivitis, pink eye. The root of the problem is that freedom will not be safe until this is all uprooted. No, the root of the problem is the CIA, the NIH, and all the rest of these people.
Hearing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets are true without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Break free from the usual script with a David Knight Show, a fresh perspective bringing you genuine insights on current events. But if the show is going to stay on the air, we'll need your continued support. Sharing the show, subscribing, and even just hitting the like button all help. And if you found our show helpful, please consider donating and becoming a part of a community that values the truth. Because independent, listener-funded news, untouched by corporate globalist agendas, is extremely important to our liberties.